If you or someone you love struggles with a gambling addiction, please call 1-800-GAMBLER today. And please, gamble responsibly. Hello, everyone, and welcome into this Cinco de Mayo episode of Sports Betting by Dummies. I'm your host, Patty Parlays, and I am by myself. The boys had previous, engagements or whatever you call it. So unfortunately I am riding solo, but you know what? We're still going on. We're still going forward. We're still trying to make some money. So if you are sick of my voice or don't want to hear me, you can just skip this episode and join us back on Friday. If not, let's hang out. Let's get some winners. So it's going to be a quick episode. So let's just review some best bets from Monday. Your boy here went 3-0. My best bets have been hot of late. You know, I've been telling you guys, I am 6-0 in my last six bets. So I'm not saying, but I'm just saying tonight, you may want to follow me and you may want to parlay my three best bets and make yourself some good money on that. The only other best bets that I have on me, Dirty Mike. Actually, I have both of them, so Dirty Diz went 2-0 on his best bet, so he's also really hot right now. And then Dirty Mike on Monday went 1-1. His direct quote was, "The Warriors won, and the Reds blow ass." So that is a direct quote from Dirty Mike. And for Diz, he says his NRSI hit, which of course it did, because the NRSI is the future, and it's better than the NRFI, and his Martingale hit as well. So pretty good betting night for your boys. So let's get into the best bets of the night for me. I have three in the NBA as always. We're going to start off with the Timberwolves +3.5 versus the Grizzlies. And it's real simple here. The Timberwolves are hot. The Grizzlies are cold. I ride the streaks. I ride the hot hand in the NBA. The Grizzlies were my team probably about a week or two ago, but since then they've really fallen off. And the Timberwolves have covered their last like five or something crazy since they've been completely healthy. So I like the Timberwolves +3.5 there. I also like the Wizards +3.5 versus the Bucks. Wizards 7-1 against the spread their last eight. Wizards 11-2 straight up in their last 13. The Bucks are coming off of back-to-back tough wins against the Brooklyn Nets. I expect them to kind of have a letdown game tonight and struggle a bit. So give me the Wizards +3.5. And then, of course, the Knicks +3.5. How are the Knicks still getting points? I don't understand it. But Knicks +3.5 versus the Nuggets. Knicks 15-1 against the spread their last 16. 12-1 straight up their last 12. And somehow, ladies and gentlemen, they are still getting 3.5 points on the spread. Take that every day of the week. Knicks +3.5. As I said earlier, if you're feeling crazy, parlay those three together. If you're feeling super crazy, I would even do money line of all those teams together to get even better odds and take it to the bank. I'm doing all of that tonight. Hopefully that hits for us again, and we'll find out more about that on Friday. So finally, you know, like I said, it's a quick episode. So let's get to the Hail Mary parlay of the day. $1 to win $586.01 today. And they're all in the NBA. We got Celtics -11, Trailblazers -11.5, 76ers -12.5, Suns -1, Timberwolves +3.5, Wizards +3.5, Pacers -6.5, Knicks +3.5, and finally Jazz -6.5. Thank you guys all for listening today. Make sure you check out our new website, sportsbettingbydummies.com. Also, make sure you check out the Permaglitch Gaming Podcast along with the Film Boulevard Podcast, which is newly just released. We put up a promo episode earlier this week. And then make sure that you guys send in your bets for Celeb Bets Friday, and we will have an amazing show for you. So thank you all, and I will see you all on Friday.